Only one non-commercial movie to mention for the next 6 days, but it's one that was held over so long in my home state of Minnesota that movie patrons went to court and sued for a change of bill. It's The King and Queen of December-May Romances, 1972's Harold and Maude, starring Bud Cort and Ruth Gordon as a 20-year-old obsessed with death and a 79-year-old Holocaust survivor who is thrilled by everything about life, who join up in a friendship that ripens into whatever you want to make of it. Parts of it are riotous, and what it all adds up to is up to you. It shows at the Blank Page Gallery, 917 West Douglas, which is changing its movie night to Sundays for the foreseeable future, Sunday at 7:30 with popcorn. And commercially, we have an okay but not remarkable comedy of the Spencer Tracy Katharine Hepburn variety in The Ugly Truth. Katherine Hagel plays the conventional square who needs loosening up, and Gerard Butler plays the super cynic who needs to develop a heart, or at least a sentimental side, in a story as generically predictable as a Cinderella story of one about a high school athletic team. We love these generic movies, so let's not complain about lack of originality and just discuss how well the old familiar elements are handled. One major problem may be that Gerard Butler's cynical analyses of people are presented as being dependable enough to work, even in relation to secondary hero Eric Winter. So it's a little hard to rejoice over his supposed change of heart in the end. The victory of error is theoretically not something to cheer. Supposedly, Hagel and Winter, and eventually Butler, are exceptions to the rule. But that means Butler was in error all along, and the whole progress of the plot belies that. Granted, toward the end, we are given some background about him that suggests where his erroneous ideas came from, but nothing can overcome the fact that they worked. There's also a question about Hagel as ultimately square. She is certainly accepting of frank talk of a kind many of us might take exception to, and she doesn't blush at discussing aspects of her own life that few of us discuss, especially between the sexes. What she seems to object to about Butler is as much his manners as his beliefs, and at least in the restaurant orgasm scene, he seems to show a mean streak that goes a good deal beyond mere bad manners. He seems even to be willing to sacrifice a very favorable career opportunity in order to humiliate Hagel. It's not hard to agree with Hagel's initial impression of Butler, whose ideas do not require his crudity of expression. And while Hagel has been described as a prude, I couldn't see that anybody was hurt by her prudery. Her professional competence, however, was weak enough to put an unwanted emphasis on the fact that Butler, who was in many ways her social advisor, was also her professional superior. Even the inevitable makeover of Hagel from square to sex bomb isn't very effective, because she looked like a sex bomb to me from the start. The change is just from business costume and makeup to cocktail getup. Sandra Bullock did it better in The Proposal and Miss Congeniality. The Ugly Truth has some very funny scenes and a good sprinkling of good lines, and the antagonism between Hagel and Butler is usually fun. There are some effective digs at reality television and television in general, and the whole mood of the thing is attractively genial and accepting of human error. But nobody seems to have worked very hard at anything from the script to the final cut. It'll pass a couple of hours, but you won't be excited by anything. Jim Erickson, over and out.